For a few minutes, Hare Krishna, we'd like to just read some beautiful glorifications of the Holy Name from Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali. And then after a few minutes of that, then everyone will be left to chant until it is time to go back to Bharsana. I think we're supposed to leave just before 5 o'clock, I think. This is a really good time to chant Krishna's holy names. So please use your time wisely in this wonderful, transcendentally potent, sweet and peaceful place. As the rising sun immediately dissipates all the world's darkness, which is deep like an ocean, so the holy name of the Lord, if chanted once without offense, can dissipate all the reactions of a living being's sinful life. All glories to that holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious for the entire world. Sri Lakshmi Dara. Extracting the four syllables that are the heart of the four Vedas, Lord Hari makes the word Narayana. Day and night, chanting this name, we become purified. We do not know any other better way to please the Lord. Author unknown. Let the twice born enter the fearless kingdom of yoga, Vedic study, and solitary meditation in the forest. Let them become liberated in that way. As for us, we will spend hundreds of thousands of births chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, whose splendid dark complexion and yellow garments are like a host of blue lotus flowers blooming in a grove of yellow flower-bearing kadamba trees. That is by Sri Ishwarapuri. May Krishna's holy names, which is a reservoir of all transcendental happiness, which is the destruction of Kali Yuga's sins, which is the most purifying of all purifying things, which is the saintly person's food as he travels the path to the spiritual world, which is the pleasure garden where the voices of the greatest saints, philosophers, and poets play, which is the life of the righteous and the seed of the tree of religion. May that holy name of Krishna bring transcendental auspiciousness to you all. Author unknown. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, when someone desires to chant your holy name, sin trembles in fear. The glory of material illusion faints unconscious. Yamaraja's scribe Chitragupta becomes happy and gazes at the chanter's toenails with awe and reverence. And Lord Brahma prepares Maruparka to worship him. O Lord, what more can we say than this? Author unknown. Lord Krishna's holy name is the only auspiciousness in this world. If one keeps the holy name of Krishna in his throat, then what is Yamaraj, the king of the other world, to him? And what are Yamaraj's servants to him? By Sri Ananda Charja. This one, I think you may recognize who the author is. Let there be victory, all victory, for the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of all education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone, and it enables one to taste full nectar at every step. And the author is Sri Chaitanya. If the opulence or knowledge of many millions of universes were clustered together, they would hardly equal a small fragment of the glory of Krishna's holy name. Krishna's holy name is my life. It is the goal of my life. It is the means I will employ to attain the goal of my life. Author unknown. Lord Vishnu's holy name removes sin. It establishes piety, makes one disinterested in the attempt to gain an exalted post like that of Brahma. It grants devotion for the lotus feet of the spiritual master. It brings transcendental knowledge of Lord Vishnu. It burns the seed of repeated birth and death, and it places the saintly devotee in complete awareness of perfect transcendental bliss. The author is Srila Vyasadeva. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself who is the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question